Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. College basketball tournament gets going on Thursday. If you text in and say, Sean, who do you got in your bracket? I have no answer for you for that. I've not filled out one yet. I will.
You've got 7 hours of homework this afternoon.
Dude.
You're filling out your bracket.
It is a lot of homework. You know what I need? And I watch some college basketball. I don't watch a ton. I don't watch enough to where I feel comfortable telling you guys who to put in your bracket. I'm not going to fraud my way through a segment on that. If somebody does have a recommendation of like a podcast that's maybe 60 to 90 minutes long, that's giving out who their sleepers are, who's like I'm open to suggestions of respectable opinions on this whole thing. Now, the one thing we can always count on with college sports, Seth, is the slime factor. That The fact that it's a selection committee picking the football playoff and the basketball playoffs, the brackets, the tournament. It's fun because there's shenanigans, or at least narratives that create the belief that there are shenanigans. This year's for the men's basketball tournament is the last team in, which is North Carolina. They're going to play in a play-in game here at some point. They're going to play in a play-in game in the next day or two. I don't know if they play tonight or tomorrow, but they're going to have to play their way into the 64. It was apparently down to North Carolina and West Virginia to get that last spot. We should point out that the committee chairperson is Bubba Cunningham, the athletic director at the University of North Carolina.
Yeah.
So the optics of this are sketchy at best, right? If you're just casually watching this going, wait, hold on a second. The guy who is leading the group that picks the teams that go into this very lucrative tournament,
yeah,
is the athletic director of one of the final couple teams that have a resume to get in, to which I would say to you, faithful listener, yes. And I would add, he gets a $104,000 bonus if his team makes the tournament.
He gets a $104,000 bonus if the committee that he is on votes his team into the tournament.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Tony Soprano approves. Yes.
I'm no legal scholar, Sean, but I sense a conflict of interest here. Okay.
Bubba Cunningham's like, we're going to get this bid in the tournament, and I'd like three no-show jobs and three no-work jobs, please. It's total mob stuff,
it's man. Almost, it's too obvious to try to pull off, though, is the thing.
Yeah.
These are the kinds of things where I'm skeptical, and they did. For whatever it's worth, he was removed from the part of the voting process where he would have personally pocketed $104,000.
Yes. Yeah, so. It sounds like this is Seth Davis asking the question. I'm guessing on the selection show. I didn't get to see the show. on Sunday. And Ben, we're not going to play this whole cut. I'll down cue you on this. But this was Seth Davis asking Bubba Cunningham about the optics of the whole thing.
I am very familiar with all of the protocols and procedures inside that committee room. You guys go to great lengths to make sure there are no conflicts of interest. You are the athletic director of the University of North Carolina in your day job. So it's going to be a natural question for people who don't know all those procedures to ask whether North Carolina may have gotten a little bit of an advantage that their AD is a chair. So I'm going to invite you to answer that question, and then maybe if Keith could shed some light on that discussion.
Well, thanks, Seth. And obviously, I'm going to defer that to Keith. But, you know, all the policies and procedures were followed, and Keith can address exactly how North Carolina was discussed, because I was not in the room for any of that.
Okay, so you can down cue it there. Give this Keith, who's the, you know, the next in charge, went on to say that, you know, the Bubba Cunningham was not involved in any of the votes for who got in. It was voted on by other people. As Bubba said there, he's not allowed in the room. Here's my thing about it getting voted on by other people, Seth, is Bubba Cunningham is around these other people. There
could still be
lobbying
going on.
He
wasn't in the room when it happened, you know? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Nobody ever influences anything that goes on in a room where they are not.
Right.
Never seen anything like that, no. He wasn't in the room where it happened. Like, it's all cool. We're all good. No, he was in the lobby of the hotel.
Right.
At least 25 yards away from where we are when we were voting.
Yes.
Did we talk to him immediately beforehand and immediately afterwards? Yes. Is there security footage of us giving him a high five and then making the money sign like Johnny Manziel?
Yes.
Of course. But you all are reading into that way too much.
Imagine all these old white dudes sitting there doing the old
pelvic thrusting
Manziel.
Their way out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the AD there is handing out gift cards to I don't know, whatever AD's like, Kinko's or something.
Yeah. So Bubba Cunningham not in the room. Now, West Virginia, I would imagine as a state, but certainly as a the politicians in West Virginia, none too happy about this. I have no idea the name of this particular West Virginia politician, but he is hopping mad about North Carolina getting picked over West Virginia.
And I've asked Attorney General McCuskey to launch an investigation into the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee to determine if any backyard deals, backroom deals, corruption, bribes, or any nefarious activity occurred during the selection process. I know that the Attorney General and I are going to leave no stone unturned during this process.
Okay, now I'm rooting for this guy.
You know what America really has an appetite right now? Yeah. Spending on non-essential things. I've noticed it's hugely popular. every politician is very much feeling like, sure, we're wide open to spend lots of money on investigations into you grandstanding and whatnot.
Yes.
Let's do it.
We need a full committee to investigate this. And I don't think they're going to find any bribes. I do think that there's plenty of influence that a guy like Bubba Cunningham can have on a committee without being in the room for a vote, without actually voting himself. And I always wonder this, Seth, like, why do they do this? Why do these sports have someone in a sitting position of influence with one of these schools head up these committees? I don't understand.
I think it's one of those things where there's lots of situations in life when it comes down to institutions or anything, there's always going to be conflicts of interest.
Yeah.
Anybody that does high school sports, when you have to seed a tournament where the coaches all get together, and you know, there are always conflicts of interest, I guess. So,
everybody's got biases.
I don't like the way the NCAA does it with the football tournament. I don't like people that I feel like they barely know what the hell's even going on in football, and they're making decisions about who the best teams are.
Yeah, I think they're just as happy that shows like this are talking about it in any way right now. My other problem personally with Bubba Cunningham, he was, I believe he's a Notre Dame alum. He was in charge of ticketing when I was a student at Notre Dame, so he's been around a while. I have a big problem with anybody that uses their given nickname by their buddies or whoever as their name out in the business world. Like, you're in a sophisticated position of prestige, athletic director at a big state university that's very got a very proud and rich history, and you're walking around with the name Bubba through the building. You don't even look like a Bubba. You're shorter than me.
That's the thing, though. Like, in a lot of places, though, Bubba is a standard name. It isn't just the nicknames. Like, they might have been called Bubba because his grandfather was Bubba or whatever. I mean, but he was born in Flint, Michigan.
Right.
That's a... If he was born in Flint, Michigan, he went to Notre Dame. Yeah, you're not allowed to be Bubba. If you're not from the Deep South,
right?
I don't think you should be allowed to be known in business settings as
Bubba.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That needs to be something that's kind of seeps into your, through your skin, to your soul, through your grandpappy at some point.
Yeah.
No. I call fraud on him.
On Bubba?
Just by virtue of him being a guy from Michigan whose name is Bubba.
Yes.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We got to get to, as long as, because that was a leftover from the Pettycast. Do you want to hear this Mike Francesa? Mike Francesa.
Mike Francesa, the original blowhard New York sports radio dude,
yes,
who many of you only know because he has hilarious audio at times of, with his really thick New York accent.
Yes, it pops up, and he was the afternoon host on WFAN since the inception of the station until a couple of years ago. He now has a podcast that is sponsored by Bet Rivers, which is a gambling company, I believe, and it streams live. I'm not sure if Mike Francesa knows that it streams live, though. This is Mike Francesa. Apparently one of his staff got into his ear while he was doing a segment about the Big East tournament and gave him some bad information, so he went off on them.
You're wrong about that. The title goes to who wins tomorrow. They are the regular season champs, but that's not the championship for the title. The title, the trophy, comes to the winner of tomorrow night's game, no matter who it is. They have to do that, because otherwise, why the hell have a tournament? If St. John's had already won the title, what are these 4 days for? So whoever said that is wrong. The championship of the league is decided tomorrow night. That's the title. That's who holds up the trophy. Whoever wins tomorrow night cuts down the nets. That's how it works. So whoever said that doesn't know what they're talking about. All right? Now let's go back and start this over again. And I don't want to hear you guys in my headset, okay?
Okay. Let's go back and start this over again. So he's yelling at his staff.
Who the hell is on his staff that didn't know that?
I don't know. Or they may have said something and he misheard it. Whatever it may be.
Okay, yeah.
He heard something. Whatever. Trust me, that 30 or 40 seconds you heard was the tail end of about 2 minutes prior to that of him going off on these guys. Like, it's wrong information you're giving me. It's wrong information. It's not the title.
And then he said, let's start this again. Let's try this again.
Yeah.
This is a live stream.
Live stream.
Where there is no, there's a live stream. Commercial break. You're not recording. This is a live stream, Mike Francesa.
It's a live stream. Yeah, this is him realizing, oh, wait, we were live this whole time?
We'll start over again. We broke off the air, didn't we? We're live? This was all on the air, just yelling at you guys? What? You got to be kidding me. You guys have got to be kidding me. All right. I apologize for that outburst, okay, folks? All right. I didn't realize we were live. I thought we were taping this.
Mm.
Okay. That's my mistake. I didn't realize that. Now, so this is going to go viral now because I yelled at you guys.
That's right. That's right.
You realize that?
Yeah.
You've just gone viral. That's right.
I don't. You know what? I'm not buying it. I think it was all intentional.
You do?
I think he's pulling.
You think he's that cagey?
I don't know. Maybe somebody suggested to him, like, hey, you know what Howard Stern does? He yells at his staff, or at least back in the old version of the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes off on his staff and everything, and people like feeling like you're getting a peek behind the scenes. I this is the objection I have to Mike Francesa as he tries to make his way in this new digital world.
Mm-hmm.
You have a staff?
Yeah, man.
What, a staff? This is where when traditional radio folks or traditional TV folks try to be like, hey, let's do what the kids are doing, where they screw it all up. They create these gigantic budget shows for a format that does not need a gigantic budget. Part of the charm of a podcast and everything is that it's very sparse and minimalist.
Yes.
Right? I've seen Rogan criticized some young podcasters before for their ornate sets and everything. Where Rogan, it's like him and Jamie, and then whatever else it takes to handle $100 million a year or whatever they make. But like, it's a pretty bare bones production.
Yeah.
These people act like they're broadcasting from CBS radio during World War II or something.
Dude.
Like, no, it doesn't. You have a staff? What the hell?
Where
do you get off having a staff on any type of show these days?
Well,
just get out there and talk, Francesa.
And that it's that for a format like this, that it's a staff that's, they're all speaking through his ear.
Yeah.
God forbid they should have a voice on the show. You know?
Oh, yeah. God forbid, like, you hear a voice off camera or something that just shouts something or yells something.
Yeah. Or has a microphone, maybe, and just says, hey, Mike, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. All right. That was good. I was glad we still had some crumbs left over from the Pettycast. I'm glad we got those shots in.
I love watching anytime. This is my joy. Anytime the dinosaurs from, like, the way media used to be, where they genuinely thought of themselves as up on this pedestal, preaching down to the masses. Like, whenever they get taken down a notch or 19, it's hilarious. It's, like, where they realize, it turns out I was always full of crap, and that anybody with a computer and the internet can prove me wrong at any given moment. Damn it. These guys used to be able to just spew whatever nonsense they wanted to out into the ether without anybody calling them on their BS.
The barriers to contesting them on anything were gigantic back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
now
there's
you live
a call
in the real world where you say something dumb, as I tend to do.
Yeah.
You're going to get called out for it multiple times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bob Nightingale was on with the guys on Area 45 last night. Bob Nightingale covers MLB for USA Today, does a great job. Where are we at with the Cam Smith situation? Bob Nightingale shed some light on that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is DaxRU?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.